Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.live, or you can also call in 641-793-7091. We are going to get a recording of my late husband's wisdom, his YouTube videos. I want an audio recording. So today's show is going to be a recording, like I said, and I'm going to start the teaching that he did in London at the College of Naturopathic Medicine. So here we go.
So the human body is not meant to receive synthetic chemicals outside of what the body's made of. One thing I want to teach you today, and this is the biggest premise of foundation of Western medicine, germs don't cause disease. That's the biggest mistake that they're making. They think that bacteria causing the illness, or fungus causing the illness, or viral infections cause the illness. They're secondary to sick tissue. So it's the cellular environment that either allows an incubation of infection, or the healthy cell structures can keep it at bay. We live symbiotically with billions and billions and billions of viruses and bacteria. No one's sterile, like Pasteur says. We have them in our gut. We have them in our blood. We have them, parasites, fungal forms, viruses, everywhere from head to toe. So if germs cause disease, everyone in here would be dead or sick. But that disinformation to med school training has to be done because they have to have them do what? Write scripts for it. The antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals. So it's a huge economic building structure for business, but it has nothing to do with science. And I'll give an example in nature. You have kitchen, you got dirty dishes in the sink and breadcrumbs on the floor, honey on the counter, and then a bunch of cockroaches and ants come in crawling out. Now, here's an MD's perspective. I think it's the cockroaches and ants that are the problem. As a naturopath, I would say it's the dirty dishes in the sink and the breadcrumbs on the floor. Now, someone's right here and someone's wrong. Now, my perspective is I would clean up the dishes and clean up the floor and clean up the environment, and the cockroaches and ants would go next door to a dirty environment. An MD would just come in and spray them with pesticides and insecticides, I think he fixed the condition and leave the room. He'll come back a week later.
From South Korea, from National University, as published in Medical News.
The dish is in the sink. You have a stagnant swamp and a vibrant river. A stagnant swamp would breed fungus and algae on the top of the washers. If you look at the flowers and the trees in the background, it would be all dead and necrotic. You'd have mosquitoes and flies flying around. Now, here's an MD. I think it's the mosquitoes and flies that are the problem, and the fungus and the algae on the top of the waters. I would say it's a stagnant swamp as a naturopath. Now, again, someone's right and someone's wrong here. So I'm going to encourage all the students in here in naturopathic medicine, I want to encourage you really that you pick the best profession, because there's a lot of citizens out there that are getting tired of getting drug cut, burns, and poison symptoms. And they're looking for an alternative for treatment that's been hidden from them. And academia has the money. They have the marketing. They've got billions to spend on advertising. And what's happening is people are indoctrinated by disinformation or wrong research, and they're making wrong choices for themselves and their loved ones. But if they have an alternative to go to, such as yourself, to do more non-toxic, non-invasive, natural treatment protocol to get to the root cause of the disease versus getting to the symptoms of the disease, then we can create a paradigm shift and change a lot of lives. And that's my passion, is, teaching the naturopaths of the MDs that, we got to be a healer, not just a symptomologist. And I kid around even when I teach to the MDs, it's like, unless you learn about the cell and how cellular malfunctions happen, and the etiology to disease process, you're just a symptomologist. You're going to drug, cut, burn, poison symptoms next. And the patient's still sick, because when you wipe out the symptom, what did you just do? You made the patient sicker. Because the cellular malfunctions are intact, and they snip the wire. Next, you come back around the wheel, another office visit, another prescription, another MRI, another CAT scan, another x-ray, and cell malfunctions are still intact. The cell is still dehydrated. The cell is still toxic. The cell is still immunosuppressed. The cell still has blood flow problems that the drug didn't address. The cell still has
old garlic quote bulbs with bright green shoots emerging.
The cellular screams get louder and they sniff it again. Next, or they up the dose. So what's happening in Western medicine is they're looking at the symptoms as the disease, whereas the naturopath should be looking at, okay, how can I fix the cellular malfunction so the symptoms...
Garbage. Oh, hold on, let me do it again.
All right. You know, if you look at the human body, the nuts and bolts, the bricks and mortar, the scaffolding, the composition is 243 different types of cells. Heart cells make the heart. Liver cells make the liver. And you can get into specific, there's Kupffner cells, there's hepatocytes, you know, different types of cells in the liver. You can go into the brain, and brain cells make the brain. Bone cells make the bone. Blood cells make the blood, plasma, and serum. So if the cells are the smallest living element that group to form tissues, that group to form organs, that groups to form systems, and then the systems form the body organism, go all the way back in hierarchy, and you've got to look at the cell, the scaffold. So here's the big picture. If you can restore the cells, you can restore the disease process. You can go to back to what's called homeostasis or equilibrium if you fix the cells. You can reverse the disease process. How do you get to the cells, though, is the question. What is the river to the cells? There's three of them. Blood. Here's the second one. Lymphs, lymphatic. And the third flow. Neurological. There's an electromagnetic flow to the cell. If you can fix the impingements or the impedances or the obstructions to the cell, and if you can clean up the cell and you can restore the cell with the building material coming from organic living chemistry. The human body, its composition is living organic chemistry. This human biological machine cannot function on synthetic inorganic chemistry. It can never has and it never will. So that's why pharmaceutical chemistry can never work, ever. Now, it can fix symptoms, and it can symptom suppress at cell level, but a pharmaceutical drug or even a vaccination, because it's synthetic, can never work in a human because it's rejected as foreign antigen. So the reality is when you have side effects, you have direct effects. But they can't tell the med students, hey, you're going to get direct effects. You're going to get diseases by pharmaceutical compounds. They have to tell them, just look for the side effects. Side effects are necessary for therapeutic value. Side effects are necessary for therapeutic value, what's instilled in them in med school. So as a naturopath, what we want to look at is, how can we deal with the symptoms and comfort the patient, but at the same time fix the cellular malfunctions? So if anything you learn in the next 50 minutes, here it is. One disease, and it's repackaged 12,000 different ways. And the one disease is what the body's made of. Cellular functional disorders. Cellular malfunction. So when you have excess toxins coming in on top...
It's done on men and women to see if your reproductive...
regurgitating or vomiting. Like the gut, if you swallow Drano or something that's poison, you'll vomit immediately, and you probably won't die. You'll be sick for a few days. You take the same amount and you inject it, what happens to you? What's the difference? Method of exposure. When you inject versus mouth or nose, and the immune system is built on the pathway of the mucosal lining. The mouth, swallow, or drink, swallow through the gut, and 70...
has provided fresh insight into the danger some common household chemicals pose to brain health. They suggested chemicals found in a wide range of items from furniture to hair products.
But it has to go through that pathway to be recognized as foreign and building that cascading sequence of the immune system. So there's like a blue alert, there's a yellow alert, there's an orange alert, and then there's a red alert if something enters the blood. Well, you go right to the blood, you create, you bypass blue alert to the immunity, yellow, orange, you go right to red. When you go to red alert, you do build antibodies. Here's the problem. Antibody titer increase has nothing to do with immunity. It just means you've been exposed to something. You got to look at the natural killer counts, the T cells, the B cells, the memory cells, the enhancer cells. There's 27 instruments in the immune system. So when they're saying, hey, look, we've got an antibody titer increase from this vaccination, that has nothing to do with the immune system strengthening. If you even were exposed to, let's say, mono, let's say someone is in an elevator, it's got mononucleosis. Two people enter, the door shuts. This guy sneezes on both of them with mononucleosis. They go home. One gets mono and the other one doesn't. Now, if it's germ theory, they should have both got sick. Why did the other one not? It's the method of exposure, and it's the inner condition of the particular individual upon exposure to the germ. What was his condition at cell level? What was his immune system status at that time? What was his oxygen status at that time at cell level? What was his pH at that time? Was it acid or was it alkaline? What was his nutritional status at that time of exposure to the germ? Was he stressed? Was he calm? Was he exercising? There's a lot of variables emotionally and physically that we have to look at on the basis of whether that germ that comes in or even touching your fingers, whether it takes hold or is lived with symbiotically. I mean, we have our own bacteria in our gut called Acidophilus, Bifidus, Salvelius. You know, there's 14 strains of the good bacteria that, you know, 5 pounds of it is in our gut. But it does keep these bads in check, like foxes and rabbits. So that's why with the antibiotics, when you kill the gut flora, you allow those virulent strains to take over because the good bacteria is killed to keep them in check. So you want to do probiotics, not antibiotics. In fact, the word anti means what? Against. What's the drug names in allopathic medicine? Antipsychotics, anticholinergics, anti-inflammatories, anti-bio-life, anti-bio-life, ethics, antihistamines, decongestants, protease inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, beta blockers. You don't want to block the self-healing system. You want to go with it to enhance the healing. So everyone in here has got a doctor inside of them, but the only way it's going to be stimulated is when you remove the toxic sludge from the body and then use the blood and the lymph to restore the cells. And here's the miracle. The symptoms go away. So instead of looking at how do we get rid of the headache, I would do is I would clean up the body and I would use natural things like willow bark or brown willow. I'll use that fever few. You know, to comfort you, but in the meantime, what's causing the headache? Was it a drug deficiency? Was it a drug deficiency that was causing your problems? You know, when you're depressed, you don't have a Prozac deficiency. When you have acid reflux, you don't have a Nexium deficiency. And that's how they teach MDs, that you have a drug deficiency or too many body parts that when in doubt, cut it out. A pill for every ill, a drug for every bug, a vaccine injection for every infection, chemotherapy and radiation for every mutation, and when in doubt, cut it out. That is what they're taught for 8 years in med school. So I want to encourage you in here, I want you to look at another perspective. One disease, no such thing as diabetes and arthritis and heart disease and Parkinson's. First of all, Parkinson's is not even a disease. It's the name of a doctor. Dr. Parkinson discovered some symptoms of festination shuffling gait in 1902, and he labeled the disease after his name. Lou Gehrig is a baseball player. Hashimoto's is a Japanese scientist. None of these are diseases, but they have to do something to make you believe that it's a disease, so they can do what? They can make a business out of it. Arthritis is not a disease. Fibromyalgia is not a disease. Fiber means fibrin. Myalgia is muscle. Algae is pain. So pain in the muscle fiber is a symptom. It's describing the muscle pain, not a disease. arthritis. Arthritis joints, itis, inflammation of. How can inflammation of a joint be a disease? That's the symptom of a cellular malfunction in the elbow. It's called a synovial fluid cell malfunction. So students and even people, lay people inside this audience here, get this in conversation. Anytime you're talking about a disease in conversation, anytime, you're talking about a cellular malfunction, not a disease. When you talk about diabetes, you're talking about a beta cell malfunction in the pancreas. When you talk about heart disease, cardiomyopathy, even cardiomyopathy or any of the trash can labels that give heart disease, congestive heart failure, CHA, what are you talking about? A cardiomyocyte malfunction, heart cell malfunction. When you're talking about acid reflux called GERD, you're talking about a parietal cell malfunction in the stomach, not producing enough hydrochloric acid. So the body overproduces and causes that burning trigger point burning pain. When you talk about AIDS, what are you talking about? A T lymphocyte cell malfunction. When you're talking about Parkinson's, what are you talking about? A substantia nigra cell malfunction that doesn't produce dopamine for motor skill. So that simplicity of unified theory of the field of cytopathy, write that down, C-Y-T-O, pathy, that is the new disease and science that I'm going to be bringing out. It's just not taught in any university yet. They teach cytology, but not cytopathy. Big difference. The study of cytopathy is a study of cellular disease. Anywhere you look in the body, there's a cellular malfunction due to, and I'll make it real simple, two things, toxicities, multiple toxins entering the body, and compounding insufficiencies. That's it. So I'm going to show you the big picture of how every disease label known to man happens, and we're going to do it in 5 minutes. Make it so real simple. I'm going to take the mystery out of dis-ease today, and I own the clarity in the sea of confusion. And I apologize ahead of time with a lot of the fragmented, compartmentalized information that's out there. It's very confusing. You know, you click on the one radio show and they're talking about, oh, disease is caused by a, you know, infection. And then you ask another expert, no, it's the immune system suppression. That's what causes them. You ask another one, no, you're just dehydrated. It's lack of water. You ask another one, no, it's growth hormone. That's it. You ask another one, no, it's nutritional deficiencies. What is it? But there's a cascading sequence to it. Now, I wish I had more time. I'd get into the 12 steps of what happens first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th at cell level for every disease known to man, but I need 3 hours for that. So here's the big picture of all disease. Something happened in 1930 that was not here on this planet that is so prevalent today is the hemp. It's called the chemical combine industries. We've allowed so many synthetic chemicals into our soil, into our food, our water, our air, our beverages. Vaccines are the most biggest culprit because it's to the blood directly. At least you have a chance to get rid of it through the mouth and the nose. You can sneeze, you can vomit. So here's the big picture. Do you know the toxic load? I don't know what it is in London, but in the States, where we are, in New York, or LA, the big cities, Cleveland, 25,000 chemicals we breathe, we eat, we drink, put on our skin, rub on our scalp per day. And the liver goes, hey, I'll process 4,000 of it. The kidneys, I'll take care of another 3,000-4,000. The lymphatics, I'll dump 4,000. The skin through sweat, I'll dump 3,000-4,000. Here's the problem, 25,000 come in Monday and 23,000 come out Tuesday and change your lifestyle. 25,000 come in, 23,000 come out Wednesday. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, there's your payday. And the payday will be your weakest link in the chains of organs, your path of least resistance. That is why you see new labels. So you can line up 10 people and have the same toxic load and the same elimination capabilities. You'll see diabetes in one, heart disease in another, cancer in another, lupus in another. Why? Because where the poisons settle, and the heavy metals and the acids, is where they suffocate the cells. When the cells get suffocated and damaged, they malfunction. When they malfunction, what are they going to do to tell you that? That they're malfunctioning. What's the body going to tell? How? So the sets of symptoms are the cellular scream, the cries. They're suffocated, they can't breathe, they can't respirate, they can't receive intelligent nutrients. Obviously, their pH is going to be affected because of all the sludge wrapped around them. They can't breathe, so they're going to spit out acids. Lack of oxygen will build up CO2 and lactic acid. Now you have acid pH causing more problems. If it's happening, let's say, in the joints, let's say those poisons come in, elimination capable a year, the poisons are chosen to be dumped in the elbow. The cells in the joints produce synovial fluid or bursa fluid. Those get suffocated. They get damaged. They can't produce the fluid. You get a dryness in the joint. What's the next step? Chronic inflammation and pain. The docs are looking at the chronic inflammation and pain. I would look at what's the sludge in the joint. That's what I would do. And I would clean it up, get rid of all these acids and toxic residues, and load the blood with the building material for the cells in the joints. And here's the miracle. The bone cells, the osteoclasts and the osteoblasts restore, and the synovial fluid cells start producing again fluid. Here's the miracle. Inflammation, pain goes away. Go on to the next pathway, diabetes mellitus, called beta cell malfunction. If the poisons and the acids settle in the pancreas, and the beta cells and all the aldolanahan that produce insulin get all suffocated and coated in the receptor sites get clogged, called insulin resistance. They can't produce insulin. Guess what you're going to get for a symptom? High blood sugar or hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, depending on what's going on at the cell level. When the blood sugar rises, they're going to try to manipulate the blood sugar with humulin insulin or glucophage, glucotrol, or glutathione. What I would do is clean up the pancreas as a naturopath. I would clean it up, scrub the receptor sites, and I'll show you how to do that later. Load the blood with chromium, polynicotinate, benzoyl sulfate, ganemine, B6, electrolytes. The blood flows back to the open beta cells. The beta cell goes, thank you for the proteins, thank you for the oxygen, thank you for the essential fatty acids, thank you for the chromium. Kickstarts their engines. They start producing insulin. Guess what happens to the sugar? It's all. You fix the cell, you cure the disease. This is not taught in any university, and that's why I thank Herman for allowing us the platform, because you're not going to hear this in any academia. It took me 24 years to figure this out. Digging in the ditches, seeing every disease label known to man, I've seen them all. I've seen every one of them. Stage 4 cancers, AIDS, leukemia.
I'm Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us today. We have a lot of good...
Every metabolic, it's all the same. The only difference is the cell malfunctions are different. If you have one here, you're going to have pain and inflammation. If you have one here, you're going to have what? Arrhythmia, palpitation, murmurs, angina pain. If the coronaries are blocked, you have angina pain telling you that. If it's in the toe, it's going to be called gout. The uric acid crystals, like broken glass, end up being pushed in the toe. You start walking, it's like walking on broken glass. The toe swells extremely painful. Here's the MDs. They're looking at the pain and inflammation of the uric acid crystals of the broken glass in the toe. What I would do is clean up the toes. That's what I would do. Use DMSO carriers. Use things that are solvents that wash the uric acid crystals out. And use natural pain and anti-inflammatories in the naturopathic realm, such as proteolytic enzymes. I would use the DMSO carriers. I would use natural capsicum with some cayenne and things like that. It reduces the pain and inflammation and so, you know, buys you time until you heal. But because of the unified theory called GUT, Grand Unified Theory, one disease repackaged 12,000 different ways with new labels, now you'll know why they were trying to palm this off on everybody as science. Because if you believe that lie, you're going to believe there's 12,000 different treatments with pharmaceuticals and scoping devices and pacemakers and chemo agents and radiation, cone down. That's what they want you to believe. That disease is such a mystery. It's sophisticated. Allow me more time, more money. Give us more grant money, more time, and we'll find the answers. They will never find answers in allopathic model, ever. Because when you cure what? When you cure the disease, you cure the money. When you cure cancer, and I'm a cancer expert, and I get to see the real cures, what I do, they'll tell you there's no cure. Why am I seeing them almost every other day? So what they're saying is, in our realm, there's no cures. They're being honest. If you come to us with a drug cut, burn, poison, tumor treatment, we will kill you in 6 weeks. That's what they should be saying. Instead of calling you, oh, you got 6 weeks to live. It's because of their ignorance, ignoring the truth. Ignorance. Not stupidity, just their ignorance. Because they're not trained right. When you go to Harvard, Baylor, Stanford, Loma Linda, it doesn't matter where you go with academia, you're going to be taught to be a symptomologist. Doesn't matter. And you're going to be taught that there's 12,000 different diseases, and that the symptoms are the disease. Nutrition has nothing to do with disease. Well, this is the nuts and bolts of a human being, is the amino acids, the carbohydrate structures, the essential fatty acids, the glycolipids, glyconutrients, the antioxidants, water, oxygen, and they're telling you that nutrition has nothing to do with disease. That's amazing to me. And these guys are supposed to be brilliant. How can you be that? I call them intellectual ignoramuses. They're so smart, they're stupid. I mean, that's like saying nuts and bolts and car parts have nothing to do with how a car runs. That's like saying that. So the simplicity of naturopathic medicine, alternative medicine, is you have to eat and drink and breathe and bathe in and put on your skin and rub in your scalp what the cells are made of, period. So what's a human cell made of? And they're all the same. Heart cell, liver cell, kidney cell, they all need the same one. All need what? Let me show you how simple this is. Every cell, all 100 trillion of them, need what? Oxygen. That's a no-brainer. Write it down, because that's what you need to understand, is oxygen. Hypoxia, they call it, or anoxia is the medical terms. Number two, what's the second one? All the cells need it. Water. What type? Microclustered ionic structure, but again, that's another whole teaching. Number three, what does all the cells need? Up to 22 amino acids. Those are the building blocks. Number four, all of them need carbohydrate into glucose. Whether it's a monosaccharide, a poly, but they still need glucose. All of them. All of them need what? Essential fatty acids. Omega-3, 6s, 9s, GLA, CLA. But again, I don't have time to get into that. Essential fatty acids, all of them need it for the cell membrane. In fact, this is Bruce Lipton's work. I don't know if you are learning this, but you want to look into Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief. He found that genetics have nothing to do with disease. Genes, germs, and worms theory have nothing to do with disease.
Health and production. So using this for 12 weeks was able to substantially increase the quality of sperm, and that was just with 100 units.
Nutritional status that day, your hydration status that day, here's the gene. So it's the gene expression. It's a negative expression on the gene, not the gene. But yet they palm that off again on us like it's genes, germs, and more. I call it Calvin Klein theory. It's in the genes. Because they're setting up with genetic engineering. They're going to be charging you $20,000 for a gene splice. That's what they're setting up for. I wish I had more time with you guys. I'm going to show you everything that's been taught as a lie. Not in naturopath. I'm talking about allopathic. Western medicine, these doctors don't know anything, nothing about disease, absolutely nothing about disease. But they know about the symptoms of the disease. Big difference. They know nothing about pH. Well, think about this. Look at this doctor. And these are the brightest MDs in the United States or even in London. What do they ever know about detoxing the body? Has there even been conversation with an MD about how to clean up a colon, the liver, a kidney, the blood, the lymphs, heavy metal chelation? Because why would an MD talk about nutritional biochemistry in 10 different categories of what's needed at cell site? They don't even know how to boost the immune system. Everything they use is immunosuppressive. Everything. Pharmaceuticals, immunosuppressives. Antibiotics, immunosuppressive. Chemotherapy cocktails, immunosuppressive. Radiation, immunosuppressive. anesthesia with surgical procedures, immunosuppressive. So here you need your immune system to fight opportunistic infections, and everything they use wipes it out even more. Why would you go to them? Why? There is one thing I'm going to stick up for here. You do not come to me as a naturopath for cauterizing hemorrhages. I don't cauterize hemorrhages. I don't do skin grafting if you burn your arm in a fire. I don't do microsurgery. If you cut your finger off on a bandsaw, you don't come to me for that. You don't come to me for if you have a 95% blockage in your coronaries. You don't come to me if you need an aortic dissection. Even though I know how to do it, I just don't do that. And naturopaths, that's out of our realm. But when it comes to diseases, you don't go to an MD, you go to an ND for the disease treatments, because you have to use non-toxic, non-invasive, natural treatment protocol to fix the cells. No ifs, ands, or buts, because the synthetic chemistry running into the cell. The cell is sitting there looking at this drug coming in that's synthetic, that has no living elements to it. And it looks at that drug and says, I run on water. Hey, drug, where's your water? The cell is screaming at the drug, hey, I run on oxygen. Where's your oxygen, drug? Where's your amino acids, drug? Where's your vitamins, drug? Where's your minerals I can use? Where's your enzymes? Where's your antioxidants? Where's your phytonutrients? Where's your chlorophyll? Where's your photon light from the sun? I can't give you anything. And why are we here? Because the drug company told me to be here. The cell becomes manipulated with the chemistry, and yes, it will knock out the symptom, but what are you really wiping out? The warning signals of it. It'd be like going into your car. I use this analogy in my book. And you get in, turn the engine, you see a blinking oil light. You look at the engine and look at the light. Well, I think it's the light. That's what I see blinking. If I can get rid of the light, I can fix my engine. So you take a scissors out and snip the wire. I really believe your engine's fixed. You keep driving. What would happen to your car? You would need a new engine, but it's great for the mechanic. They snip your headache with an analgesic or an NSAID. Next. They snip your angina pain with nitroglycerin under the tongue. Next. They snip your inflammation with an anti-inflammatory. Next. They snip the pain in your toe, gout symptoms, with either oxycodone, they'll use Fiornal, codeine, ASAP. Next. What did they just do? They kill the symptom by killing you. They kill the symptom while they allow you to get sicker. Because the cellular screams get louder and louder, and the cellular engine degenerate more and more and more. Pretty soon you're in the hospice. But they keep sniffing the screams to the cell while they're degenerating by upping the dose and giving two drugs instead of one. Is that science? What's scientific about that? Now, I want you guys to be careful as naturopaths not to fall in the same category, though. I'm going to warn you ahead of time, I had a lot of experience with treatment, and I used to do the same thing in my early years. I used to take the symptom and just knock it out with a natural symptom suppressant. But I never fixed the condition until I started learning. You have to detoxify the body. You have to. I don't care what disease label you hear about or talk about. You've got to clean the body from head to toe. Now, it took me 17 years. I've developed a 11-product detox kit called Dr. Celltox, and it covers everything from liver, colon, kidney, blood, heavy metals, lymphatics, gallbladder, immunity, and the infection. And it is a multifaceted protocol that sets the stage to prep the body and get the junk out of the trunk, get the crud out of the blood, get the metals out, get the pH corrected. Then you can restore the beta cell or the heart cell or the liver cell. But you got to clean first before you restore, always. So if you jump into phase two with disease process and just work on the symptoms of, let's say, a heart disease, and you leave the toxins in the heart, they'll feel better for a month, and you're going to see them back again because you left the sludge in the corners. If you use Hawthorn berry, CoQ10, or things you can use to make you feel better for hearts, but if the sludge and the acids are still in it, and you keep just band-aiding the symptom with naturally, you're in the same pathway as what? As the LFS. Except you're using drug to do it. You're using an herb or a botanical or homeopathic to do it. So we got to get to the underlying issues. We got to scrub brush these poisons that have been eating, we've been eating and drinking and bathing and breathing and injecting for 20, 30 years out. That's the first step. And I can help you with that. I don't have time to get into that, but I did develop that system if you want to learn. We have high-tech body scanners, too, that we use to assess the cell. Because people ask me, how do you know where the cells are malfunctioning in an individual? Out of France, they came up with an unbelievable science called EIS. And we do have these scanners. Your hands are put on glass plates. Your feet, electrodes on the brain. You sit still, pulse oximeter on the finger. It runs heart first, heart rate variability. Then it goes in and it actually maps the cellular data real fast from head to toe, captures it, and then actually superimposes it right on the scan, puts it right on the model. So we can click inside your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidney, your intestines, spin your arm, go down your spine, click inside your adrenal glands, your mineral status, your pH, stress levels, everything in one shot. So instead of going through the medical merry-go-round, with a GP and then a neurologist, he works you up because he doesn't know about endocrinology. You have endocrinologist that's looking at your hormones but knows nothing about cardiology. The cardiologist looking at your heart but knows nothing about the brain links of the heart. So they cookie cut the body like a bunch of truck parts, and they create the GIST money-go-round, the GIST GP to a neurologist, an endocrinologist, cardiologist, oncologist, psychologist, and they cut the neck off. This is psychology, like it's just, you know, nothing to do with. I mean, it's amazing to me how people don't see through that. It's like, why would you go to 14 different doctors and the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing? And spend $50,000 on your insurance and come out the same as you did the first doc, except you got 14 drugs now. Because you were drugged with a GP with antibiotics, because he's not a neurologist, you're sent to a neurologist, and he gives you a med for anxiety, which messes up your hormones. Now you're to an endocrinologist. He gives you a med to try to straighten out your hormones, but cause you to have a headache. Now you're a headache to a headache specialist. And then after a while, the drugs that they gave you caused two, three more problems, or four more problems, or five more problems. Now you're a walking drug factory. You're on one to get up in the morning, one to go to bed at night. One for your bloating and your stomach caused by the other two meds. And that's science. So our job, both of us here, is to make...
a healthier and happier life. Our first study comes from National University.
This information, you're going to make wrong choices. Not only yourself, but your loved ones and your children. And they have no say-so. You never pick up the phone and even talk to an MD if you're diseased. They know nothing about disease. Nothing about disease. Absolutely nothing outside the symptom. So when you go to them for arthritis, they're going to snip the wire instead of looking at what's going on in the elbows. In fact, I'm going to show you this real quick. Every itis that you talk about is the same disease, but they make you believe there's 200 different itises. Sinusitis, inflammation of sinus membrane. Otitis, inflammation of the inner ear. Carditis, cardiac tissue, carditis, arthritis, appendicitis, hepatitis, nephritis, same disease. It's just inflammation of. And they will make you believe that that's all different. It's inflammation of the tissue, man, using their techno jargon, Dr. Nee's language. So the sophisticated language they use in med school gets the patient to move out of fear. You're going to die if you don't get your chemo by Tuesday. You're going to die if you don't get your surgery by Thursday. And they talk over the patient, and the patient's like, I don't know this techno jargon, Dr. Nees. You sound smart. You got more degrees than a thermometer behind your button. Here, if you're drunk, you cut me, burn me. It gets them to move out of fear. And that's the game. If you don't know that game, you will be caught up in that game. I'm sure everyone in here knows of one or yourself that's been through that. And they don't even know what they're talking about because they don't know about disease. So again, one disease repackaged, all it is the toxins overwhelm the sewage systems of the body, the filter systems, and the colon and the skin through sweat and the urine. They lodge in a weak link in the chain of organs, the path of least resistance. They suffocate the cells and damage the cells. The cells malfunction and give off the symptoms. Headache, bloating, skin rash, dizziness, tiredness, lethargic condition. But they're looking at the symptoms at the disease instead of looking at the cellular malfunctions of the disease. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? You've got to get to the cell. To get to the cell, you got to clean up the liver, clean up the kidneys, because they're the filter to the blood to the cells of the body from head to toe. Clean up the colon. Clean up all the heavy metals, because we're inundated with aluminum, mercury, cadmium, lead from industry, fish that get in our bodies. And they lodge in different areas. Where they lodge and where the cell malfunctions are is they use Latin language to describe it. That's how they're doing. It's the same disease. Cardiomyopathy, arthritis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, seizures, gout is in the toe, osteoarthritis is in the knees, carpal tunnel is in the wrist, rheumatoid is in the fingers, arthritis, same disease. What's the difference? What cells are malfunctioning and symptoms are the only difference, because it's still toxicities and insufficiencies to the cell. And on my website, on the Dr. Cell Talk segment, you can get it off my business card here. I have I did an 8-page article for Crusader on that simplicity. I want you guys printing that off and studying that, because it lines right up with what the people that are